Well, welcome to the first Sunday of 2022. It is great to have you with us. I'm excited to be with you. I'm looking forward to this year. And so we're just going to out of the gate pray a blessing over this year. And I want to pray a blessing not over just the whole year, but for everybody that's watching as well. So Father, I thank you that you are with us. You've gone before us to prepare the way for us as we follow you. So I just pray that 2022 is a banner year in our lives for you. Father, I just pray that regardless of what comes our way, we know that you are with us and you are for us. And Father, I just pray that we continue to trust you and follow you through the path and the purpose and the plan that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, here it is, a brand new year, a brand new season to start fresh. And my heart for you is that you know what it is that the Lord is speaking to you. Because here's the reality, that God is a speaker, that he's speaking to us. The question is not, Lord, are you speaking? The question is, am I listening? And I know that as you seek the Lord, you'll find him. As you go, Lord, what is it that you want from me? Like, he'll share it with you. You may have to press in and really spend time seeking him, but as you do that, you can know that you're going to hear from the Lord. So what is it that the Lord speaks? Listen, I can't determine what the specific word of the Lord is for you, but I do know this, that God will share with you specifics on some level, but I want today to focus on the big picture of what I firmly believe that he is speaking to all of us. And in fact, we know that the Bible says that God never changes. So from the beginning, what he spoke is very, very important to us. So we're going to look biblically. What was the first thing that God spoke? What were some of the first words that were said by the Lord? And here's the thing. There's a doctrine of called the doctrine of first things. Like when we see something for the first time in the Bible, it's very, very important. It lays a foundation for who God is, his nature and his character, and how he continues to operate in the future. So we are going all the way back to the beginning. And the title of this message is In the Beginning of 2022, because it is day two of 2022. And I want you to know that God has something for you this year. You have to tune in and hear his voice. And for us as a church, I know he has good things for us. Even when the world goes bad and it's crazy, we can know that God is good and that he has our best interests at heart, but we have to be able to hear his voice. So if you want that on a personal level, we'll dive into that later, not even in this message, but I want you to know that God's already spoken some pretty big things that I hope you see in a fresh light with personal application for you. So we're just going to jump into Genesis chapter 1. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters." Here's what I want you to know, that God's a creator and he wants to create something in you. He wants you to know that he can take the formless, he can take the empty, he can take the darkness. He's already speaking to the areas where we are feel like we're empty, or where there's something's formless, like, God, you're doing something. What is it? Look at what it says, in the formless and the empty and the darkness that covered the deep waters, but the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. What does that mean for us? That God is a creator and he takes the dark things in the world around us, the dark things in our life, the formless things that we're going, I don't even know what this is. I don't even know what to make of the situation. He takes the empty and he speaks to it. And it's his Spirit that guides and leads and directs. It's so cool. We're on day two of 2022. The rest of the year is in darkness. We don't know what's gonna happen. It's formless. Our calendars are empty. You may have penciled things in, but the reality is that something could happen that changes all of that, because each day is brand new. And yet I want you to know this year that God every morning is waiting for you to go, Lord, what do you have for me? And if you listen, he'll speak. As we read on past verses 1 and 2, verse 3 says this, "Then God said, let there be light. and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. The first words that God uttered, and I want to remind you, he didn't have to use words. He could have thought it. It would have happened. Why did he use words? Two reasons. Number one, because we need to know that his words are powerful. And secondly, we need to recognize the power of our own words when they align with his. God's very first words are, "Let there be light." He didn't say light now. He said, "Let there be light." Why is that? Because this is point one. You ready? This is what God's speaking to us today. Let there be light. Let there be light. That is a command that God used to bring light into this world. But in a world that is so extremely dark, guess what he's calling us to recognize? That he speaks into the dark, into the formless, into the empty, and he says, "Let there be light." What does that practically mean for you and for me for this coming year? That we can walk in the light. Listen, that we are called to walk in the light. If you've ever been in a place of darkness, whether that's emotionally, physically even, but spiritually, and then all of a sudden the light bulb goes off, the light comes on, it changes everything. And here's my prayer for you, that you know that God is speaking to you. The very first words that he ever said that we see in Genesis chapter 1, "Let there be light." What does that mean for you and for me? That means that we are called to let the light of God shine in our life. That doesn't happen by accident. It begins with revelation. We have the revelation of who he is and his heart for us and his love for us. And then we let that light shine inside of us. This is the call on our lives, to let our light shine. How is our light going to shine unless we are first allowing the light of God to shine inside of us? Let there be light. He separated light from the darkness. This year, what things in your life do you need to separate from because they're in darkness? Is there anything that you know that God's speaking to you in that area? Let there be light. Let there be light. He separated the light from the darkness. What does that mean for us? We're called to do the same. We're called to be people who walk in light, not in darkness. Let there be light. That's point one. Here's the second thing. And verses six through eight, it says, "Then God said, 'Let there be a space between the waters to separate the waters of the heavens from the waters of the earth.'" And that's what happened. God made this space to separate the waters of the earth from the waters of the heaven. We're talking about atmosphere here. God called the space sky. Called the space sky. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to be in big sky country up in like Montana, the Dakotas. I've got to spend some time there, and oh my goodness, it's like the sky goes on forever. It's almost because of the landscape, like you can see the curvature of the earth. I know you can't, but it seems that way, and the sky is just massive. And I heard somebody say once, and it just resonated with me, this is a place where you can stretch out your legs and live. What is God speaking to us today? It's not about atmosphere necessarily, at least not in the meteorological sense, but it is in the spiritual sense. Let there be, look what he says, let there be a space. What is the space that you are making in your life for his presence, his power, his purpose and plan to be fulfilled in you and through you? Where is that space? Like, we need to live with margin. Like, if this is my life, I better be living with enough margin that I have a space. I have a place for God, and it is the primary, not the secondary space. It's not God giving God our leftovers. It's making a space for him and the people in our life. Let there be a space between the waters of heaven and the waters of earth. Because here we are living on earth, but we know that we're just passing through, that we're foreigners. The Bible tells us that we are foreigners and sojourners. That means we're just passing through. But there is a space that we must make for God and for the godly relationships He's placed in our life. We need to walk in the light. Let there be light. Let there be a space for God and the God things in our life. The tactic of the enemy is to distract us. It's to divide us. It's to keep us so occupied with the things of this world that we make no space for the purpose and plan of God in our life. And if He can get us to the place where we're not in any kind of crazy sin or doing anything wild, like, hey, I'm not going to tank my life because I've engaged in this terrible behavior that's now cost me everything. Like, He's okay with you just being so busy with work and school, so busy with hobbies and things, that your space for the Lord and the relationships that He's placed in your life just keeps shrinking so that the cares of this world choke it out. This year, may you walk in the light. This year, may you let there be light, but let there be a space for the Lord to work. Maybe this is the year that you are saying, you know what? I am going to seek God more. I'm going to take every morning or every evening or every lunch break. You set aside a block of time, a space where you are seeking God. That maybe this is the year that you say, you know what? I'm actually going to engage in like real deep relationship with the people that He's placed in my life, whether that's close family, a spouse, children. You will never regret making a space for the godly relationships that He's placed in your life. Do it. This is what He's calling us to. Remember, these are the very first things that God spoke. Let there be light. Let's walk in the light. Let there be a space where we set aside a place for us to live. But it's a God place. It's a God place. What's the next thing? I love this. It's a series of verses. It's verse 11. Then God said, let the land sprout with vegetation, every sort of seed-bearing plant and the trees that grow seed-bearing fruit. The seeds will produce the kinds of plants and trees from which they came. That's what happened. Verse 20, God said, let the waters swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind. Verse 24, then God said, let the earth produce every sort of animal, each producing offspring of the same kind, livestock, small animals that scurry along the ground, and wild animals. What's He speaking to us? Let there be light. Let there be a space for Him to move. But here's really what it is. Let there be life. Like, we are called to engage in life and to reproduce after our own kind. Here's the reality. We do reproduce after our own kind. I'm not simply talking biologically or genetically. I know my kids look like me. Everybody tells me, man, your kids look just like you. We can pick out Schumachers when they're walking down the street because they walk like you, they look like you, they talk like you. Yes, but let me remind you that the physical is simply a mirror of the spiritual. And what you give your life to, you'll look like it. Let there be, dear Lord, the land sprout with vegetation. Let the land sprout, the waters swarm, the skies be filled, the earth produce. Here's what it is. Let there be life. How are you going to live a fulfilled life unless you go to the one who created life? How are you going to know your design and your plan unless you go to the ultimate designer and planner, and it's the Lord? So this is my heart for you for 2022, that you walk in the light. You say, Lord, let there be light. This is a permissive thing. I have to allow the light of God in my life. Let there be a space. I have to say, Lord, let there be, like I'm saying, not to Him. He wants a space for me to live and to stretch my legs out and walk in the freedom that He has for me. I have to let that happen. That's God's heart, that we walk in the light, that we walk in the place that He's created for us. God has a purpose and a plan for you. I pray that in 2022, you walk in that, but it has to be intentional. Let there be life. The land sprout. Favor with God is a very real thing. I have four kids. Like, which one is my favorite? I mean, I love all my kids, but you know who my favorite is? It's the one that's with me in the moment. That's who my favorite is. I love all my kids equally. But my favorite is the one that's with me in that moment. Well, what happens if all four are with you? Then guess what? I have four favorite kids. The same is true for the Lord. Let the land sprout. I want to pray that everywhere that you walk, every place that you place your foot, something godly and good grows when you are walking with Him. The waters swarm. That means that everything that you touch is swarming with life, that there's just life that emanates from us. My word, there's something that happens when we walk full of the life and the joy and the love of God, that the skies are filled, that like the space that we live is filled with things that bring beauty. I pray that you can live full of life. How do you let there be light? Let there be space? How do you let there be life? You have to realize that you were created by God to reflect Him. Look at verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image to be like us." You were created to be like Jesus. Jesus actually said, the things that I do, you will do even greater things than these. But it's contingent on us following Him. So here is my prayer for you, that you let there be life because you've let there be a space for God and godly people in your life, that you're engaging in a meaningful and deep, intimate time with the Lord and with the people that He's placed in your life, whether that's family, whether that's friends. I'm going to encourage you always to get into life-giving, godly relationships. Get plugged into a small group. Lead a small group. Bring people into the life that He's given you. Make a space for Him and walk in the light. Then God said, "Let's make human beings in our image to be like us." We are called to be like Jesus, that everywhere we go, what happened everywhere that Jesus went? People either picked up stones to stone Him or their lives were transformed. Listen, not everybody's going to love you in this world. And I know that we all want people to like us, but the reality is there's something more impactful and powerful and purposeful than being liked by people. It's being the light of Jesus to people so that everywhere that we go, we bring hope, we bring love, we bring joy, we bring peace because we look and live like Jesus because we let there be life, we let there be a space, we let there be light. Man, that's my prayer for you. That's it. This is 2022, that we walk in the light, that we make a space and a place for God, that we let there be light and we become more like Him. Listen, I'm always going to push you into life-giving relationships. Small groups are starting soon. You need to lead a group. I can't do that. Yes, you can. If you can't, then like partner up with somebody who is leading a group, be an active member, being a contributor. Why is this important? Because there's something that happens when you teach something to someone. I was a teacher for 2 years. You may not know that. I taught sixth grade 1 year, fifth grade the other year. And I knew the material, but when I taught it, I really knew it. People say, "How do you know the Bible so well?" Well, I've been teaching it for quite a while now. And when you teach something to someone, when you can share the areas where you've encountered the life of God, when you can share the truth of what happens when you make a space for Him, when you walk in the light, oh my goodness, something happens and it becomes so cemented in your soul that you become the not just a means of impacting people, but you become someone who's very, very grounded in the truth and understanding of who God is. And those are the people that change the world. So let's do that together. I'm going to pray for you right now. And maybe you're far from the Lord. I want you to know that He knows you and He loves you. Having known all of your successes and all of your failures and all of your sins and all of the things you want nobody to know, He knows all of that. And He loves you. And He says to you, "I've already forgiven you. Trust me." I pray that you allow the Holy Spirit right now, just the Spirit of God. Maybe you're feeling that tugging on your heart. into the dark areas of your heart and your soul, and you say, let there be light. And those dark things, you say, Jesus, I give them to you. Forgive me. And you begin to day by day intentionally make a space for the Lord. You let there be a space for his purpose and plan so that you can let there be life. That's God's heart for you, so that you can be like him. Father, I just pray right now, just a blessing on everybody who's listening to me in this moment. Father, I just pray that your light begins to shine in their heart, that, Lord, any dark area you illuminated, you pointed out, Lord, just lovingly you place your finger on the areas where there needs to be transformation and change, where there's darkness and sin, that, Father, you begin to shine your light so that they can know that they're already forgiven, they just have to receive it. Lord, I just pray that you begin a transformation process and you bring those right now, you know who you are, to the place where they can trust you and follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, let us know. Click on the button in the chat beneath. Fill out a form online. Contact us. I want to connect you with resources and relationships that can help you grow so that 2022 is the year where you know you met God and he changed everything. Love you guys. See you next week. It's going to be great. God bless.